During the first half of this decade, factional leader Yusuf Mohamed Siad, better known by his nickname Indade, was notorious in Somalia for engaging in pirate activities and running a lucrative drug and weapons trafficking operation from the city of Merka, the provincial capital of the Lower Shabelle region. Indade joined the country's Islamist movement in early 2006, and late that year he gained international attention when, as the security chief for the ruling Islamic Courts Union, he urged foreign fighters to come to Somalia to carry out a holy war against troops from Ethiopia. After Ethiopian troops ousted the Islamists from power, Indade made his way to Asmara, Eritrea, where he joined the opposition Alliance for the Reliberation of Somalia group and cast himself as a hardline spokesman for the violent Islamist-led insurgency in Somalia. The head of the Mombasa-based Seafarers Assistance Program, Andrew Mwangura, tells VOA that Indade is now the new Islamist leader in Kismayo.
He's a member of Al-Shabaab, the one who was taken over Kismayo, and the most powerful person.
Kismayo, a strategic southern port that had been under the control of local clan militias, fell to the radical Islamist Shabaab group last Friday after days of fighting that killed more than 70 people. Mwangura, whose group has been involved in securing the release of 90% of the vessels hijacked by Somali pirates in recent years, says Indade still controls a personal militia of about 200 fighters and pirates and is still involved in the trafficking of drugs and guns. Somalis say the factional leader has long wanted control of Kismayo and its port and may have seen an opportunity to take the city through the Shabaab, an al-Qaeda-affiliated organization that has successfully re-established Islamist control in many parts of southern and central Somalia in recent months. Mwangura says Indade expanded his relationship with other established pirate groups, particularly in the northern Puntland region, and used his share of the ransom money to buy, among other things, weapons used in the Islamist battle for Kismayo.
So they are working together. Now is the one way of getting money for a terrorist activity is through gun running or drug trafficking. Or maybe Al-Shabaab are using him because he has firepower and heavy military equipment.
Piracy has been rampant in Somalia since factional leaders overthrew the government of Mohamed Siad Barre in 1991 and plunged the country into a civil war. It reached unprecedented levels last week when pirates seized three vessels in one day. Seven ships and their crew are being held, with ransom demands exceeding $1 million for each vessel. Alicia Ruvioi News, Nairobi.